My name is Mark Gaynor. I'm from the Department for Transport.
Right, and what have you thought about today so far?
Well, I think what's quite interesting is that there is a very diverse range of stakeholders here, both from traditional rail backgrounds, but also quite interestingly from non-rail backgrounds. It's always good to hear what people think from outside the rail industry, and quite often they come up with very different perspectives and viewpoints than perhaps those who are working within rail. So that's been quite helpful.
Great. And how would you describe Futro to other people who aren't here today?
I quite like the description that was given at the start of the event, which is that Futro is all about getting a train in the right place at the right time at the right speed. As I'm sure many people who use the railway know, quite often that is not the case. The trains are late, they're running behind time, they're not making up that time. Futro, by getting everything where it's supposed to be at the right speed, will just make journeys a lot smoother and more reliable.
And what contribution do you think you can make to Futro yourself?
I think a number of ways. The Department for Transport is funding a lot of the rail industry's innovation work and its research and development programme. So we're helping to facilitate these sorts of events today. And then we also have lots of levers through our role as the main funder and specifier for the railway. So, for example, when we're specifying new franchises, when we're specifying new major projects, we can encourage people who are bidding for those to think about how they can implement sort of concepts we're talking about today. So potentially we've got quite a powerful range of levers we can use to help implement some of the ideas we're talking about today.
Brilliant. And what are you going to take home from today, do you think? Or to the office, really?
I think what's quite helpful, what I found today actually, is that people are quite good at questioning the question. So we've come to this event and we've been asked a particular question, and people around the tables here have actually come up with some quite interesting insights into, well, actually, perhaps we should just rethink what the problem is we're trying to solve, rather than just looking at it from, say, a narrow rail perspective. Perhaps we should be thinking more about a transport system, how people get to a station, how they get off a train, what they do then, rather than just thinking about, you know, the station to station journey element.